After a public dalliance with Kenny Williams and Dan Duquette, seemingly cloaked in as much rumor as fact, Blue Jays ownership announced Monday that Beeston will return for one more year as president and CEO of the organization. I'm not certain this process transpired the way anybody wanted it to, Paul. But welcome back. And how do the Blue Jays ownership, fans, hell, how does the media move on from this?
Well, I think, Jeff, we just move on because I think we're getting ready for the 2015 season. You know, what things happen, and, you know, we are in this game, and you have been a media person for your basic entire life in sports. Some things are played out one way, some things are played out another way in other businesses, but in sports they're played out in the media in a lot of ways, and whether it's players, whether it's executives, whatever it might be, it's there. But it's over. I'm here to 2015. I'm really looking forward to the 2015 season, and we are got one focus in mind, and that is getting ready at spring training and getting ready for the season. I think Alex has done a terrific job in retooling the team. We've still got some things to do, and he's working hard on it right now. And through this whole period, no one ever lost focus of what we were trying to do, which was to improve the team. We've got one thing to do, and that is to win.
You know, I think, and I've said this publicly, I think the biggest culprits in this whole process are Jerry Reinsdorf and Peter Angelos, personally. I mean, neither can keep their mouths shut. One of them is, in my mind, sometimes a pretty reprehensible guy, and both of them are obstinate. I mean, they sound to me like baseball owners. Okay, well, end of editorializing. Seriously, Paul, when did you hear that ownership was looking to bring in your replacement, and was it really without your knowledge? I mean, you've been around and you can read the tea leaves better than any of us.
Yeah, and I've been around long enough to know, Jeff, that that's the past. That's what's happened in the past 3 months. We're now looking at what's happening from this day forward, which is the 27th of January. I don't think there's any benefit at the present time of discussing any of that. You know, I wanted to stay here through 2015, and I'm here through 2015. So what happened, happened, and what didn't happen, didn't happen. And the result is that I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
There was a video of that, the presentation in Vancouver when you were out there as part of the Blue Jays winter caravan, and or winter tour, I should say. And there were a lot of nice words said about you. There was the shot of you sitting down and everybody standing up. Paul, have you found out some things in this process without talking about the process? Have you found out some things in this process about who your friends are and who your friends aren't?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been really heartwarming in a lot of ways. You know, the friends that I knew I had were always there. The friends that I thought I had, I think, were there. But it was, whether I was traveling on an airplane, walking the street, going into a restaurant, wherever I was, there were a lot of people that were very supportive. You know, those are the people who are only going to say good things about you, because there are probably other people out there saying, man, get rid of this guy. He's 69 years old. It's time for him to move on. You know, but the reality of the situation is it was very gratifying. And out in Vancouver, it was something I wasn't expecting. We've been out there for 5 years, and I've gone to every one of their luncheons. You know, and I will say over the last 3 months, you know, we've operated as a basis that we are going forward, shoulder to the wheel. Let's move this thing in the manner that is going to put us in a position to win this year. And that's what we did. And quite honestly, I think the whole organization, not just Alex, but, you know, everyone who's selling tickets, everyone who was working here at the Rogers Center, everyone who's doing the things in the, you know, parking and other areas. I mean, we were all in this thing together. We were all moving forward. And now, you know, we've got the 2015 season. And, you know, as Al Davis said, just win, baby. That's what we got to do.
In conversation with Paul Beeston on the Jeff Blair Show. Now, moving ahead, the obvious concern here for a lot of people, especially those of us in the media who worry about stuff before it happens, especially me.
Right.
Look, from a distance, it looks like there could be a possibility for dysfunction. You're in the final year of your contract, so is Alex. There's a perception out there that it's playoffs or bust for this team. Can you allay those concerns that this might be a dysfunctional arrangement? And I mean, I'll ask you point blank. I know you're a loyal guy. It's one of your strengths. Would you feel comfortable firing Alex or John Gibbons if push came to shove and the season went poorly?
You look, let's be realistic. No one feels comfortable firing anybody. If they are, they got to be a little bit sadistic. But the answer to that is yes. I mean, if you have to make the decision, you have to make the decision. But my challenge and my job, even over the last 3 months, but going forward, is to be positive, to get things and get dysfunctionality removed. I don't think we are dysfunctional at the present time, Jeff. I think everyone now knows that I'm here for the year and that we are going to go forward as a group. One of the things that we always wanted to have was a culture that everybody was in it together, that there was no situation where, you know, we won individually. We won as a group. We lose as a group. We're in the thing together. So I'm not even counting on any dysfunctionality. I'm counting on something that will be, in a lot of ways, a coalescing factor to put us on the focus of winning. So, I mean, you're going to have to make those decisions. And when everything was happening, we did not stop and not sign Russell Martin. We did not stop and not sign trade for Josh Donaldson or for Saunders. We worked towards our season ticket holders and doing the things we had to do there. We went from coast to coast with our caravan. You know, it's been business as usual, and we continue to function that way.
Paul, you were quoted in this station, the payroll would go up this year, and there are fans who will wonder whether this distraction has taken away from that. So, I mean, I'll just ask you, does Alex still have room to add, say, I don't know, a James Shields? And and will this year's payroll, in fact, be going up? And I'll ask you another question. I mean, do you think you still have the support of ownership to the point where you could go to them and say, hey, we need this. This is the thing that could push us over the hump. We need this guy. We need more money.
Those are fair questions, Jeff. I think both of them are fair questions. And quite honestly, yes, we do have the support of ownership. We have the support of Edward Rogers. We have the support of Guy Lawrence. We have the support of Tony Staffieri. We have the support of, I think, everybody who wants to win. I mean, does that mean we have an unlimited payroll? Absolutely not. Can it go up from here, and can we get somebody? The answer is yes, if it fits within what we want to do. I mean, it's got to fit within the terms of the contract. It's got to fit in what we think is a valuable, is full value for the player. So the answer to that is yes. Look, everyone wants to win. I mean, there is no question the fans want to win. There's no question the management want to win. And it is without question that Rogers wants to win. So, I mean, we're all in this thing with the same focus and the same direction, and I have no concern whatsoever that if we went and make our case, we will get the same kind of consideration we did in the past.
Will you have a role in helping pick your successor?
Well, we're not into that part of it right now. We're just to be staying for the year, so we'll discuss that in the weeks to come.
I'm not a
wallflower.
Yeah, no, I realize that. I can't imagine you kind of standing on the sidelines when the process begins.
Right, as I say, I'm not a wallflower. So, but we're not into looking at the process right now. We're looking and getting ready for spring training. And, you know, you may say that I'm trying to evade the question, and I'm not. But we're not to that point right now where we're discussing that. I'm here for 2015, and we will get to the process of looking at who it's going to be. And, you know, I will obviously have my opinions.
Paul, I'll ask you one more question. I know you've got a conference call in a few minutes.
Right.
Has this organization been damaged in any way by this whole process? And I mean, I'll ask you personally, on a personal level, how do you feel about it?
Well, let's be realistic about it. I mean, no one likes to see their career played out in the media. But I mean, you know what? It is what sports is all about. And so I can't walk away from it any more than Randy Carlyle can walk away from it and not say that it doesn't affect them or doesn't think about it. On the other hand, you know, certain things that you do instinctively, you know, you think about it. But my goal and my whole focus is making sure that this group stays together, is focused on what they're supposed to do, and I'll worry about the other things. So I don't think the company has been damaged by it. I don't think the ball club's been damaged by it. I think that it happened in the off season. We are now getting ready for spring training. We've got 3 weeks to go. Gibby and the managers and the baseball people are meeting right now, getting ready for spring training, and they're off site. And you know, we'll be in 3 weeks in Dunedin.